Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Good. Happy Palm Sunday. All right, let's have a little review lesson to make sure we remember what Palm Sunday is. All right, so we are getting ready to celebrate what holiday?
Easter.
Easter. And why do we celebrate Easter? What is special about that? Exactly. Jesus rose from the dead. Exactly. And how 3 days before Easter morning, what happened? Mm-hmm. Jesus died on the cross. Exactly. And why did he die on the cross? Exactly. Okay. And so do you remember where he was when he died on the cross? That's a trickier question, but we've already said it this morning. Jerusalem. Exactly. So back up a little bit more. Palm Sunday is when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem. All right? So Jesus is traveling with his disciples, kind of like when you travel with your family or, well, we're not to the donkey part yet. But Jesus was traveling with his disciples, and he told two of them, he said, go get, the scripture we're reading this morning says a colt. A colt is kind of like a teenager donkey, kind of, it's not a baby donkey, but it's not a full-grown donkey. He said, go get a colt, and Jesus told his disciples exactly where it was. So that meant that Jesus knew probably what was about to happen, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yep. But his disciples didn't know, and the people in Jerusalem didn't know. But they did know who Jesus was, and they knew he was special. So imagine Jesus riding on a donkey. Have you guys seen is there a donkey up at the farm site, Jesse? Or is it, okay, named Easter. Right. I couldn't remember if it was a donkey or a mule. All right, so let's describe Easter the donkey. Is she huge, like a giant horse? Or is she on the smaller side? So she's not the biggest. She's not as big as a horse, I don't think. All right. So imagine Easter shortly after she was born, maybe just like a year or two before she's full grown, kind of like the colt that Jesus asked his disciples to get. Not full grown. But Jesus is full grown at this point. He's like a full grown man, like 30-ish years old. It's possible that when Jesus was riding on this donkey, that he was probably maybe like the same size as the donkey. So maybe like his feet were dragging on the ground a little bit. He almost kind of wanted to parade into Jerusalem. Now, think back in Jesus's time. You know, we can't think like the Christmas parade that we have in Laurinburg or other Christmas parades you have, or the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is quite different. People, when they saw Jesus coming in on the donkey, they were like, oh man, I think that's Jesus. We need to shout Hosanna, which is just basically like saying like, yay, or hallelujah, or, you know, this is exciting, bless you, we praise you. And they just grabbed what they had. So they grabbed palm branches off the trees, they took their coats off, and they laid them on the ground, kind of like this here. And you could take your coat off and lay it on the ground if you want to. But they laid it out to make his entrance as special as possible, as they could in that moment, because they knew Jesus was a special person. Now, I want you to, so that was back then. This is what they had back then, their coats and their branches. And even though Jesus is not here on earth right now anymore, we still need to be preparing the way for Jesus in our hearts and in our minds, and by what we do, by what we think, and how we act. So, I have a challenge for you. Metaphorically speaking, like using your imagination, what can you do? What do you have in your life right now? What can you kind of like lay on the ground to prepare the way to get your heart ready to be in the presence of Jesus? What branches can you lay down and what coats can you lay down? What can you do in your heart? What can you think about? What can you do? What can you say to prepare the way for Jesus to be a part of your life? You don't have to answer it now. It's just something I want you to think about, okay? All right, let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way that these people showed us some 2,000 years ago, the special way to prepare for Jesus to triumphantly enter and prepare to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. We pray that we can continually, day to day, prepare our hearts to be in your presence. In Christ's name, amen.